Russia sees its war in Chechnya as a battle against international terrorists. But recently, the Russian government has acknowledged its troops have committed human rights abuses in the breakaway republic. Russia's top commander in Chechnya has vowed to crack down on the abuses. But local residents and human rights groups say the military has not kept its word. NPR's Lawrence Sheets prepared this report.
Sotsin Yurt's a typical Chechen farm town near the foothills of the towering Caucasus Mountains. Chickens peck around the courtyards of its two-story brick homes. There used to be 15,000 people in Sotsin Yurt. Now more than half have fled, many fearing so-called cleansing operations by Russian troops. On a muddy street, Sotsin Yurt men hold a Sufi funeral rite for 74-year-old Akha Beysultanov, who died recently of a heart attack. But his widow, Hady, is also mourning her three sons today, 40-year-old Ahmed, 35-year-old Khan Pasha, and 27-year-old Suleiman. Hady says her sons were taken away by Russian troops in late December during a massive hunt for rebels in Sotsin Yurt.
The soldiers had masks on. They came into the house with automatic rifles and started searching everything. Then they told all the men to go outside. They stood them up against the fence and took them away.
Hady says her sons were ordinary farmers with no ties to rebels. The military told her it has no information as to their whereabouts. According to Sasha Cherkasov of Russia's human rights group Memorial, stories like Hady's are typical. Cherkasov estimates 2,000 people have disappeared in Chechnya, many after being rounded up by Russian troops. In dozens of cases, bodies have later been discovered.
People say a lot of these people could have been rebel fighters. If this is true, if we live in a law-abiding state, then these fighters, if they're criminals, should go through the investigative and legal system.
Cherkasov says rebels have also tortured and murdered civilians, but Cherkasov says Russian troops have committed an overwhelming part of the abuses. The latest army operation in Sotsin Yurt came after a pro-Moscow policeman was killed in an ambush, apparently carried out by rebels. Locals say Russian troops then entered the town seeking retribution from people like Berla Dadasheva. Dadasheva wades through an empty room littered with broken teacups and dishes. There are empty marks on the walls where the family carpets used to hang.
They drove up in a big truck and parked it in front of the house. Then they started taking everything away. Four carpets, a television set, forks, spoons, even a water bucket.
Dadasheva says when she tried to flee, soldiers threatened to take away her 16-year-old son until she paid them a bribe of about $25. On the same day, Dadasheva says her house was looted, Russia's top military commander in Chechnya, General Vladimir Maltinskoy, admitted excesses by his troops. General Maltinskoy issued Order No. 80, under which soldiers are forbidden from wearing masks and must identify themselves. In order to eliminate claims of disappearances, local government officials are supposed to verify lists of detained suspected rebels.
We're trying to make our work more transparent so there are fewer accusations from the local population.
But 10 days after the new order was published, Sotsin Yurt residents said masked troops continued to loot homes and beat townspeople. Sotsin Yurt's mayor, Turko Dikaev, is a Russian government employee. He and other townspeople say they're not opposed to Russia's military presence in Chechnya, just the military's excesses. I asked the troops about the new order by the commander, said Dikaev. They said they'd never heard of such an order. Dikaev says four more Sotsin Yurt men were taken away by troops during the latest operation, bringing the total number of such disappearances in the town to 43 since the war began 2.5 years ago. Sasha Cherkasov of Memorial says, like others before it, Order No. 80 is being ignored. Cherkasov says a lack of coordination among the army, interior ministry troops, intelligence forces, and police in Chechnya complicates the situation.
There are many examples that the leadership of middle and lower ranking units act on their own, without any control. They do this either for career advancement or personal enrichment.
He adds many Russian troops are enriching themselves through looting and bribe-taking. Russia counters criticism of the abuses by noting the uncontrolled crime, chaos, and barbarism in Chechnya before its troops arrived in 1999. Many Chechen civilians say they hoped the Russian military might help end the anarchy. Instead, they say, the military is turning the population against it, thereby increasing sympathy for separatist rebels. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Chechnya.